Hey ladies, welcome back to the show. Today's episode, we are going to talk about the power of belief. With any goal that you have, that you're trying to do something different in your life, whether it be a health goal or a relationship goal or a money goal, there is this fundamental something inside of you, perhaps a belief, no matter how small, even if it's just a little inkling of a belief, that you can do something. And this little feeling that you have that you can do something will help you get to the outcome that you desire. And so on today's episode, we are going to talk about belief. We're going to talk about why belief is important. We will talk about what to do if you, once you believe that you can do it, that you then have to do the action part of it in order to get to the outcome, that you can't just believe that you can do something and then wait for the outcome. There actually is the step in the middle where you're going to learn the most. And we're going to talk about how to get to a place, if you're not there, that you believe that you can do something. Welcome to the Whole Health Empowerment Project podcast. This show is for women over 40 who are trying to create balance in their life when it comes to food, body, self-care, and wellness. You struggle to put yourself first, to maintain consistency when something isn't perfect, or maybe you feel like you don't have enough time or willpower to achieve the goals you desire. I'm your host, Tricia Stefankowitz, registered dietitian, nutritionist. I've worked with women like you achieve their goals by focusing on the next best step, no matter how messy, and meeting you where you are right now. In this show, you'll learn practical information, actionable strategies, and mindset tweaks so that you can feel healthier, more comfortable in your body, and make choices that work for your life. Come join me in failing forward one imperfect step at a time into the journey of health, wellness, and self-care. Welcome to your new project. We've all heard different quotes about belief. One of the ones that I think of often is, "Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right," by Henry Ford. And these quotes, I think, are out there to kind of help us, show us that belief isn't just something that that's passive, that we just believe and then life comes and gives us what we want, that there is an action part that needs to be present in order to get to the outcome that you desire. We know that belief is important when it comes to making any new change. Believing in yourself and your capabilities can unleash something in you that allows you to take action and move forward with the goals that you're trying to achieve. Your belief actually helps guide you forward so that meaningful change can happen. Believing in yourself requires this willingness and this openness to confront some of the things that maybe you've been trying not to confront, knowing that you're probably going to fail along the way. You're going to learn along the way, but it's not going to be just all successes here. And it changes a mindset because it really kind of puts you into this mindset of growth that you can achieve something. And ultimately, having that feeling of self-belief is recognizing that you have what it takes to get to where you want. It's about taking ownership of the actions and choices that you've made that have placed you where you are now, or that there's going to be new actions and choices that you have to do in order to be the person that you want. And so just because you believe that you can do something, if you don't take any action in the middle, then you're not going to get the outcome that you desire. Because as that middle part, you are going to have to do something different than you're doing right now. So self-belief, this idea that you can achieve something, is essential when it comes to taking ownership of the actions and the choices that you've made in the past and what you decide that you want to do in the future. And knowing that you may not be successful, you may not get the outcome that you desire, it may not be at the time period that you want to do it, but that you just keep doing it because you're going to learn something along the way. You're going to be able to be better at figuring out failure, and it's going to help you get to where you want to be. I think a lot of times we think, okay, if I have this belief in myself, then I'll get to the goal that I want. But then that middle part gets really tricky because that's the part where the fear sets in and the failures start to step in. And we probably have successes there too, but we probably don't really rejoice in those. We just keep thinking about the negative. And so having this idea that you can do something requires more than just having the belief, but it also requires the big part in the middle, which is the action part. A lot of times when we're making a health change, I think we all as humans think like, okay, I believe I can do something, now what? And if we thought that we would be successful at every step that we take along the path to get to the goal, then maybe we would do it more, we would be more willing to do it. But that's just not how it works when we're making any change. It needs to be dirty. It needs to be full of failure in order to really illuminate what that pathway looks like for you to get to that goal. And knowing that in that failure is the part that really growth is going to occur. And it's necessary and you want that. But also knowing that failure isn't bad. I think that's, we all look at failure as like something that can be so bad, but really that's the beauty of the journey. So we're going to talk about this idea of belief and trying to figure out if you're not somebody who believes in yourself or believes that you can do it, some things that maybe can help you along the way. And then if you're somebody who's in a place that you believe that you can do something, but you're not really taking any action to get there, how we can kind of start to change our mindset about what is necessary in order to get the outcome that you desire, knowing that a lot of that is going to depend on you and your willingness to be open to growth and change, but also that there's going to be parts of this journey that you're not going to be able to control, that there's going to be parts of it that maybe you're not achieving the goal within the time frame that you want. Maybe life just kind of gets in the way because that's going to happen, right? And so really trying to figure out what you can do if you're in a place that you believe, but you haven't gotten to the goal. What is that middle part? So when we talk about belief, right, it's this idea that we are turning this, what we feel about ourselves, into the goal that we are trying to achieve. And with belief, a lot of it, I think, is knowing or paying attention to any of the negative self-thoughts that you have. When it comes to getting to a place that you can start to believe in yourself, you really need to start thinking about what is some of the negative self-talk that you're doing and what are some of the self-limiting beliefs or thoughts that are coming up in your mind. It's really important to know this so that you can figure out how to tackle it, because it's so much of this is mindset. That's why we talk so much about mindset, because with any change that you're doing, it's just not so straightforward. There's this huge mindset piece that maybe you're not able to believe that you can do something, or maybe you don't think that you're capable because you're telling yourself a million times a day, like, I'm so stupid, I'm so dumb. And so it's going to be really hard to then believe in yourself if you're in this place that you have this negative loop of thoughts going on over and over again. And if we have like 50,000 to 60,000 thoughts a day, and all of those thoughts that you're thinking are negative, it's going to be really hard to get to the goal if you're thinking that you can't do it. So the first thing is to really pay attention to any of those things that you're telling yourself that may or may not be true, and then trying to first see what they are and then counteract them. That instead of saying like, I can't do something, maybe starting to just take a little step forward and be like, okay, but what if I did this? Or maybe I do have what it takes. Or maybe I am capable. I am no different than the person that achieved the goal that I want. The only difference is the mindset that I have around it. And so knowing that even challenging these negative beliefs are probably going to be something that's maybe new to you, maybe is uncomfortable to you. And again, I always say, like, a lot of my negative self-thoughts I was able to identify not on my own, but with the help of therapy, in which I believe in and I've been doing for a long time. So perhaps maybe you need the help of mental health professional to help you with that. But I'm sure to start, you probably do have some beliefs that you are able to tackle on your own. And that might just be starting to talk to yourself different instead of, I don't think I can do that, to, all right, I'm willing to give it a try, or I'm going to try to do this one thing. There are a lot of different things that people do to propel them to this belief. Some people use and practice affirmations, positive affirmations, because for some people it can help reinforce your belief and the ability that you can make the changes. So you're saying it to yourself over and over again, and you're retraining your brain that you can do it. I personally like positive affirmations. But again, I mean, you're still needing to, like, identify what it is that you're thinking that's negative, that's preventing you from feeling this belief in yourself, and really starting to get to a place that you are feeling, or at least saying to yourself, or using positive reinforcement statements that you're worthy of it, that you're enough, that you can do it. And hopefully this will help boost your confidence and get you to a place that you can start to believe in it. Now, positive affirmations don't work for people. They don't work for everybody. So then just trying to figure out some other things that you can do. Some people visualize success, or they say, like, they can start to see what it is they want. And then by doing that visualization, they can start to reinforce the idea that they can have it. One of the things that I think is probably one of the most important is just to take action, really. And I hate even to say that, because it always comes true, but it's the belief part. Like, maybe you have a little bit of belief, but the action part is, for me anyway, it's so hard. And I suspect maybe you might be there too, that you're in this, just you're contemplating that you want to make a change and you've been thinking about it for a long time, but you haven't taken any action. And so one of the ways that you can start to have more of a belief in yourself is taking action. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say, like, I didn't think I could do it, but I just did something every day. And then ultimately, just that idea of taking action over and over again was able to create this belief in people that they could do it, that they could achieve their goal. And so maybe that's something that would work for you, that you're able to take this baby step today, like a really tiny step, that over time helped build momentum and reinforce the belief in yourself that you actually could do the thing that you wanted to do. I think about this a lot with, like, exercise, where people will be like, and for myself too, where it's like, I didn't think that I would be able to walk, but I just took a couple of steps and it was really small. But over time, it ended up having this huge benefit, because it doesn't matter how small the action that you take. It's just that you're able to do it consistently. And that's what's going to help build momentum. And that's also going to help you feel like you can do something. It's going to really start to get into that place that belief part starts to happen. Some of the other things that I think is helpful is to know that when you're trying to have this process that you're believing in yourself, knowing that the journey is not going to be linear, that you're not going to just have success, 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 and then outcome. You're going to probably have failure, some success, more failure, some success. And that's normal. And so the way that you're talking about failure, kind of just changing that, because it's not going to be this pathway that it's all successful. You're going to have setbacks, but knowing that these setbacks are necessary opportunities for growth and learning to occur. And so instead of letting failure erode your belief in yourself, which I think we all do, how many of us have started something, we believe that we can do it, and then midway in the process, something challenges us and we feel like we failed, only to then start to challenge, like, do I really believe I can do this? Yes, you can. You need those failures to happen, Because really, what that's teaching you, the failure, is to really get to a place that you can start to see those failures as things that are going to help you get to your goal. So instead of thinking of failure as like, oh, I'm not going to be able to do it, I don't know why I believed I could, really getting to a place that failure is just an obstacle. And what that's going to do is it's hopefully going to help you overcome the obstacles that are along the way and let you know that you're capable of more than you think you are, and that it may not be the journey the way that you thought it was going to be, but that if you can just still keep going in the face of failure, that it's just going to reinforce the belief that you have that you can do something, because you're going to look back and be like, oh my gosh, I wasn't sure how I moved forward, but I did it. And it was hard, but I did it. And look where I'm at now. And also knowing that you will need to be compassionate with yourself and kind to yourself, because building that belief in yourself usually takes time and effort, especially if you're in a place that you don't think that you can do that. I think we all have things that we don't think that we can do. We don't have that belief in ourselves. But then there's lots of different examples in your life where you believe something and you did it. And maybe you're just hung up on this one thing that you don't think you can do. But look at all the things that you've done in the past with the belief that you have, and look at the success that you had. In doing that, you probably needed to continue to focus on what the possibilities were along the way instead of focusing on the failures. And I think that's on a belief. That is something that's important with belief too, is that instead of going back and telling yourself, I can't do this, I don't know why I thought I would do it, I don't think I can do it, really getting to a place, again, mindset, that you're able to focus on your strengths and the progress that you've made, even if it's not what you wanted it to be for this particular time period, and really stop focusing on the failures or the past failures that you have, because they don't matter. Those failures just taught you something so that you can look at what you're trying to do now in a different light. So adopting this outlook of changing your mindset to something that you're focusing on more on the possibilities rather than dwelling on the failures or the limitations, that's also going to help bolster your belief in yourself and your ability to progress forward with the goals that you desire. And I think too, like, celebrating the wins along the way. And you may even need somebody who, maybe you have a roadmap, maybe you have clear goals. We always talk about SMART goals. You know, sometimes I think when people first start doing something, it's just this belief, and then they just set this teeny tiny goal. And then once they're able to achieve it, they're like, all right, I did it. Let me do something else. And then over time, those tiny goals end up being something that turns into more progress. That progress drives momentum. And then you're able to get closer to the outcome that you desire. And so maybe you don't know that you have a goal in your mind, but also having this idea of what your strategy is going to do to get to where you want to do is also going to help you get to where you want to be. So breaking down something into a small goal will help reinforce that belief that maybe if you're in this period of being like, I'm not sure if I can do it, but let me just try this, it might be helpful to just break it down into a really small goal. And then once you achieve that goal, to really then readdress that goal, either learn from that goal and keep progressing, or maybe change the goal so that you can get to where you want to be. So knowing that as you're turning belief, or you're trying to gain belief, that it's important to really focus on what's going on in your brain and what you're telling yourself. How can you redirect those, or just kind of notice those challenges and those things that you're thinking, and knowing that action is probably going to be the thing that gets you there, but that you're going to have setbacks along the way, and that's part of the journey, because you're not going to get to the goal unless you have the setbacks. They're all necessary. And that really being kind to yourself and being treating yourself with compassion and having encouragement when you feel like you're having a bad day or you haven't achieved your goals is going to be necessary to help you to reinforce the belief that you have in yourself. Now, if you're somebody who just believes that you can do something and then you're just waiting for the outcome, what do you do? Well, knowing that this journey into any goal that you're trying to achieve, you have to do something in order for your beliefs to become tangible results. And that's typically the stuff that happens in the middle, right? So that, again, is going to be taking action. Once you start to believe in yourself and the abilities, taking the first step and putting your belief into action. So we all have the knowledge, right? Then you start to have this belief, maybe I can do that. And then the next step is action. You have to take action in order to get to the goal that you want. Because action is going to involve this conscious decision to move forward, despite any of the little doubts or the nagging thoughts in the back of your brain. And you're going to have nagging thoughts and you're going to have uncertainty, but action is going to be the thing that is maybe the hardest that you have to do, at least it is for me, and then moving forward no matter what, and just keep looking forward. What's important with action and with making progress or doing that middle step once you have the belief is that there's so much learning that needs to be done along the way. So you may know the bigger picture of the content. You may know that exercise is good for your health, but knowing that, believing that, and getting to the goal, they're also different. So you have this knowledge, then you start to believe, okay, maybe I can do exercise. But then you have to really start to take action and learn about what is going to help you along the way. Because all of this is personalized to you, but I don't know what works for you. Only you know what works for you. And so action is the part here that is going to give you this valuable information. It's going to give you valuable insights along the way. And every time in this process of taking action, you're going to have setbacks and challenges. You're going to also have successes. And all of these things together are going to give you an opportunity to learn and grow about what works for you. So you'll start to discover, okay, this works, but this doesn't. And what that does is it also helps redefine your approach and acquire new skills along the way. So typically, if you're doing something and you're taking action, you're going to probably be learning stuff along the way that you didn't know at the beginning of the journey before you took action. And so that's why action is so important, is that it really helps translate what works for you by teaching you along the way. And then the more you learn, the more you modify, and then you move forward. That never stops. That keeps going until you get to the end goal. And I think too, it's like, as you're doing that, as you learn, there is this adaptability that happens. Along the journey, you start to adapt and adjust new approaches based on the new information that you have, based on the circumstances. It's not always going to be success, success, success goal. It's not. And so being able to adapt is going to be really important, because there are going to be days when things are hard and there are things that are not in your control. And so having this adaptability is going to be really helpful when stuff comes up that you didn't anticipate or that you didn't see. And because it's going to create flexibility for you, and you're going to start to see and figure out ways to overcome those obstacles while also staying true to the goal that you have. And part of this is like learning to pivot when you need to, learning to be open-minded that there's other things that you can do, all while maintaining that you can do it and this belief in yourself. You know, when I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about like with exercise, I feel like is an easy example where maybe you said, I'm going to work out for an hour a day, but then maybe the second day into it, something came up and you weren't able to do it. So you may think of like, oh gosh, you failed, but you didn't, because what that did is it taught you like, okay, maybe I don't have 60 minute increments. Maybe I can't even do 60 minutes right now. Maybe I'm just going to modify it to 30. And then maybe you can't even do the 30. So then you modify it. Okay, before breakfast, I'll do 10 minutes. At lunch, I'll do 20 minutes, or I'll do 10 minutes here. Maybe I'll do that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner around that time. And then you get 30 minutes in. And so if you never took action, you would never know that that's a better approach for you, right? So a lot of this, again, is like trial and error, trying to figure out what sticks for you, what works for you. And it's not going to be what works for your friend. This is different because you have different things in your life. You have different thoughts that are going in your brain, different belief set, just different circumstances. And so being adaptable is going to help you with that. Because ultimately, like, what is going to drive you to keep the momentum going once you're in this action phase is that you're moving forward. So your actions and your efforts begin to build momentum, and then you're able to get closer and closer to the outcome that you desire. I think a lot of times we wait for motivation to occur, but it's not the motivation that's going to get you started. It's going to be this belief that you can do it and taking action and then having that momentum that occurs when you're taking action consistently. That might be what people see as motivation, but really it's just that you're like, okay, I can do this. It reinforces the belief that you can do it the more you do it, and the more action you take, and the more momentum you build. And so all of that gives you more confidence, allows you to have more of a belief in yourself, and then you're able to get closer to what it is you're trying to achieve. It's also necessary, and you'll see as you're in this part of it, that this action phase, you're going to probably see that you're more persistent, that you're more resilient, that you can over time start to manage the obstacles better. You may even start to figure out what they are ahead of time. You may also have to change your mindset around failure and setbacks. And so all of these things, when you're doing them and taking action, is going to be fueled by the belief that you can do it and the eventual outcome. So there is a belief that needs to kind of be there in order for you to start, but I don't know that it has to be like 100% resounding belief, because a lot of the things that I've done that I didn't think that I could do, and I'm sure you felt this way too, is just maybe this little teeny tiny belief, not something that was big, but the more you did it and just showed up for yourself, the more belief that you got in yourself that you could do it. And so thinking about health in that same way, that if you're able to, and so it's thinking about ourselves in that same way and our health goals in the same way, is that you have this knowledge, you can turn that knowledge into this belief, and then through growth and action, you can get closer to the health goal that you are trying to achieve. And remembering that the middle part, the action part, the part that probably is the most fearful for all of us, is that over time, the more we take action, the more belief, the more the beliefs that we have are strengthened, and you're able to take more proactive steps to challenge any of that self-doubt that you have. And that maybe you're able to take more consistent action and join. When it comes to our own health, starting to believe in your health is something that may feel really challenging at the beginning, but will be rewarding, especially the journey along the way, because you're going to hopefully over time practice these actions, which is going to allow you to be persistent, which is going to then allow you to become stronger and stronger in the belief that you can do something. You will start to have this unwavering idea that maybe you can accomplish the very thing that you think that you couldn't. And by taking consistent action, you're able to accomplish what it is that you want to do. So as we conclude this episode, reminding you that belief is not just this passive state of mind, that this idea that we start to believe in ourselves is something that is this dynamic force, and that it helps really lead us to a place that we can get the outcome that we want. And when you start to believe in yourself, you start to hopefully have the ability to make positive changes in your life, in your health journey, into all the things that you desire to have. As we conclude this episode, I want to remind you that belief is not just this passive state of mind where you don't do anything and nothing is happening in your brain. There is this dynamic force that's helping change and shape your thoughts and the beliefs that you have, which then will change the outcome that you have that might be different than where you are today. And this idea of cultivating this belief, no matter how small, is going to really help with your ability to make positive changes that can, in the long term, with consistency, get you to the goal that you desire and to create a reality that is tangible for you. So if you are able to dare to believe in yourself, start to think about the power of possibility and then start to take action on that. And you're going to see that your confidence is going to get better. Your belief in yourself is going to get better. And then you're going to be able to move towards the healthier life that you are trying to, that you're in the journey for and that you're trying to navigate. And there will be pieces of all this that will be random and uncontrollable and may feel like a failure, but you are responsible for just doing your best. And so if you feel like that you did your best and it wasn't the outcome that you wanted, don't give up. Just know that you just continue the journey tomorrow and that there's always going to be room for growth and responsibility when it comes to our health. And so nothing is a failure when you are moving towards the goal that you desire. The failure is going to help you overcome something that, no matter how big the failure is, it's going to be something that's going to help you get to the goal if you can just keep taking action. So the goal here is to always, once you have that belief, just take action. And then over time, you will get to closer to the outcome that you want to be. And you are responsible for doing your best. You are responsible for having your best life, and you deserve all of those things. So now that you feel like you're in a place that you can start to believe in what you do and you've challenged some of the mindset stuff that maybe you have going on, today take some kind of action towards what it is that you're trying to achieve. It doesn't have to be big action. It just has to be one step forward. Remember, it's progress over perfection. Consistency is key. Progress is key too. So just take one step today. And if it was really hard tomorrow, keep doing it. Or modify it and figure out how you can do it so that it works for you, right? Because it's not a one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to our health. So I hope you guys have a great weekend, and I appreciate you guys for listening. I'm really grateful, and I'll see you guys back here next week. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you found value in this podcast, please rate, review, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends. Together, we can take tiny, imperfect steps towards creating the whole health we desire and deserve. Don't forget to grab your freebie. You can find the link in your show notes or over at trishard.com. I'll see you back here next week.